B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Chof Beis. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Omud Beis. Tanu Rabbonon, we're going to continue the halachas of Avelus. Ovel, somebody in mourning. Gimel Yomim Arishonim, Bo Mimokim Koriv, Moine Imohen. What's going on here? One of the people, one of the relatives of the deceased, didn't know that his relative had passed away, and only when he joined and he came to the place of the burial, the place where they were sitting shiva and mourning, he came there and he suddenly heard that he's also an ovel. So if he came within the first 3 days of the shiva and he was close enough, he was mimokim koriv, and which Rashi says was a distance of a day away from where the mourning and the burial took place, then moinei moen, then he can continue counting with the other mourners, which means if he came on day three, then he can just, even though for him it's the first day of mourning, he can count that as day three and finish at the end of the week with everybody else. However, if he was far away at the time, then when he arrives, he's got to count his own 7 days, starting when he arrives, when he hears about the news, he's got to start counting then his week of shiva. Mikan ve'elech, if somebody who was close by but came after 3 days from the burial, from the beginning of the shiva, afilu bo mimokim korov, even if he was close by, moine le'atzmoy, he's got to count his own 7 days, and he cannot just count with those that were there that started at the beginning. That's the Tanna Kamma. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu bo b'yom ha'shvi, even if he came on the very last day, on day 7 of the shiva, mimokim korov, but he was close by, he just didn't know that he was an ovel, and he joined the other mourners on the last day, moine moim, he can count his very first day as day 7. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar. And now we're quoting part of that brisa. We saw in that brisa, Gimel Yomim Arishonim, that if he came within the first 3 days, Bo Mimokim Koriv, and he came from a close by place, moine moim, he counts with them. Which means that he's, so to speak, just is annexed on and becomes just part of them. That means it's almost as if to say that the main part of the shiva is the people that were sitting and the people who knew about it and were sitting from the beginning. And he's just lagging on to them. Omer Abchia bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, v'hu shiyesh gadol habayis babayis. If the oldest sibling or the oldest person in mourning was there in the house mourning with all the other people, then this other person who now joined within the first 3 days is joined onto them. If, however, it was the oldest, the Godel Babayis, it was the oldest one that came late, then there's no reason the older brother or the oldest sibling is not going to be annexed and tailed on to the younger ones, and therefore he counts on his own. Iboilu, they asked it in the Beis HaMedrash, they asked a question. Holach Godel Abayis, what happens if the oldest, let's call it the oldest sibling, went Lebeis HaKvoros, went to a faraway place, together with the coffin, to the cemetery to bury him. Mahu, what's the halacha? And he stayed there, Rashi says he stayed there for 3 days. Mahu, do we say that it's as if, since he went with the coffin, for the sake of the coffin, then it's as if he started shiva with the people who stayed behind, because the people who stayed behind, we're soon going to see, the people who stayed behind, they start counting as soon as the coffin's out of sight and leaves the city. However, the people that go with the deceased person, their shiva only starts after the burial. But over here, since this oldest brother left with the coffin, with the corpse, for the sake of the corpse, he wasn't doing something else. He was going there for the sake of the nifter, to the burial, to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery. Do we say that he's still annexed onto those that stayed behind or not? Tashma, Domer Bchir bar Abba, Omer Bechanon, Afilu Holach Godel Abayis Lebeis HaKvoros, even if it was the oldest brother, the Godel Babayis, who went to the Beis HaKvoros, Moine Moen, and he can count with the rest of the family. Asks the Gemara, Moine Moen? Yeah, can this oldest brother, who's now, or oldest sibling, who's coming much later to join the rest, but because he went for the sake of the burial, it's as if he can count with those that stayed behind. Did we not see in a brisa that he's got to count For himself, he can't just carry on counting as if the shiva started with all those that stayed behind, when in truth for him the shiva may have started much later, after the burial. Says the Gemara Loikashi, it's not a contradiction. Ha, this day it says in the, that he can count with them, the Osaba Goitlosa. That's if he came back within 3 days, he can join with them. Vaha, and this day it said in the Braisa that he has to count his own 7 days from the beginning, is Deloy Osaba Goitlosa. That's if he didn't come within 3 days. Kihad Omaluhu Rav Lebnei Hatzalfoini. Rav said to the people of Tzalfoini, "The also begoit losa, those who are joining the shiva within the first 3 days, limnu ba'daichu, can count the shiva with those who started at the beginning. De lo also begoit losa, for those who didn't come within the first 3 days, limnu nafshayu, they have to count the shiva days on their own and start counting when their shiva starts, as we learnt." Omaluhu Rav lebnei mechayza. Rav said to the people of the bnei mechayza, "Atun you." Those who stayed behind in the city and didn't go after the coffin, as soon as you've turned your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city, you start the shiva now. But those who are accompanying the coffin till the burial, they will only start the shiva, or the shiva for them only starts after the burial. Reb Shimon Oimer, we saw in the Braisa we started with at the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Reb Shimon holds that if a person joins the main shiva house, even just on the seventh day, then it's as if he can count with them, and that's his last day, even though it's his first day. Omer b'chir bar gamda, Omer b'yisi ben Shaul, Omer Rebbe. It was said in the name of Rebbe, v'hu shebao motza menachmin etzloi. Because this is an interesting point. We've learnt that on day 7, then miktas hayayim kukuloi, and in the morning they start sitting, and they start, what we say, they start the seventh day with sitting shiva, people come and console them, but as soon as the people who were there in the morning have left, that's it, the shiva's over. So if this person is going to come and join, according to Reb Shimon, this mourner, the sibling is going to, or whoever's, this person is joining onto the shiva, is coming on the seventh day, well, maybe the shiva was over by the time he arrived. So that's what Rebbe said, v'hu shebo motza menachmin etzloi, that's provided that when he comes, there are still people who are being menachim with etzloi, with him, with the oldest brother, with the people sitting in the home, and that means the shiva's not yet over. If he joined before the end of the shiva, he can just finish the shiva with them. Boy Rav Onon asked, what happens if the people that were there, and as soon as they've risen to leave, their shiva is over? What happens if they haven't actually stood up? They're just like shuffling in their chairs, about to stand up, and this person walks in. Ninaru, if they were stirring, lamoid, with the intentions of rising, v'layomdu, but they hadn't actually yet risen. Mahu, what's the aloche if this person walks in at that point? Is it as if he came before the shiva was over, and he can, so to speak, count with them, and his shiva will be over in just those few minutes? Or, no, since they've already planned and intended to get up and go, the shiva is considered over, and he came too late, and he has to start counting his own 7 days. The Gemara says, Teiku, we have to let that stand unresolved. Continues the Gemara. We just saw from the Reb Shimon holds that if somebody comes on day 7, providing the shiva is still going on, he can count together with those that were in the shiva the whole week. Gemiri Chavrei Dereb Abba Barchia Mireb Abba, the friend, the colleague, so to speak, of Reb Abba Bar Chia, he had a tradition and was learning from Reb Abba. Umanu, and who was that friend of Reb Abba Bar Chia? Reb Zeira. V'omri lo, and others have a different version, and they say it was Chavrei de Reb Zeira. It was the friend or the colleague of Reb Zeira that was receiving Mireb Zeira, that was receiving from Reb Zeira. And who was that? Umanu, Reb Abba Barei de Reb Chia Bar Abba. And what did they learn? Whoever it was, whether it was Reb Zeira or whether it was Reb Abba Barei de Reb Chia, whoever it was, what was the tradition they were learning about? Omer Reb Yechanan said as follows, Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus, there's halacha in treifus, which is a certain blemishes, it's not really a blemish, certain illnesses and issues with an animal that render it treif, he's not allowed to eat it. V'halocha k'Reb Shimon ba'ovel. The halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding treifus. We'll soon see what that is. And the halacha is like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Avelus. And let's see what that means. K'Reb Shimon ba'ovel. What does it mean that Rabbi Yochanan said that halacha is like Reb Shimon ba'avelus? Ha'ad Omron, it's this Reb Shimon here. That if one of the people find out that they're in mourning when they arrive, and they arrive on day seven, for him it's considered day seven, even though he just started. So that's this Reb Shimon. K'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding treifus, d'etnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Could be this is a brisa. B'nei me'ayim, if the intestines of an animal, shenikvu, they became punctured. V'lecho soismoson, and there's some mucus that's sealing up the hole in the intestines. K'sheira, divi Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says this animal is not a treifa, it's kosher. My lecho, what is this mucus, or what is this substance that is going to seal up the hole in the intestines? Omrav Kahana, Rav Kahana says it's a shirka, a type of a sticky liquid, the ma'aya of the intestines, the nofik agav duchke, that comes out through pressure, and it was this liquid that blocked up, that sealed up the hole, and then Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said it's kosher. Omar Manduhu, someone said, whoever said, we don't know who it was, and said, Izki, it would be my desire, it would be a merit, v'asik, that I would go up, v'agmar l'shmaita, and I would learn this quote that was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, either by Rabbi Zeira or by Rabbi Abba, mipumei demori, from the one who actually said it, which is the chaver of Rabbi Abba being Rabbi Zeira, or the chaver of Rabbi Zeira being Rabbi Abba, as we saw before. Kisolik, when he actually went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashke chel Rabbi Abba bereid Rabbi Chia bar Abba. He found Rabbi Abba, bereid, the son of Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Omalei said to him, Omar Mar, is it true what you said? Halacha k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus? That the halacha is like k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding treifus, as we saw, that if the intestines became punctured and then the hole got sealed with this mucus, that it's kosher? Omalei answered him back and said, Ano, I ain't halacha omri. I said that halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding treifus. So then he asked him again, K'Reb Shimon ba'ovel mai? What about the other part of the statement that of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon regarding ovel that we're discussing here? Omar le pluktaninu, he said that's actually a machloikus where the halacha is like Reb Shimon. De itmar, Rav Chisda omar halacha, Rav Chisda said the halacha is like Reb Shimon. V'chein omar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, Rabbi Yochanan also said the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Rav Nachman omar ein halacha, Rav Nachman said the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara is now concluding, V'ein halacha k'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus, regarding treifus, indeed, the halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and this animal with the punctured intestines is treif, V'halacha k'Reb Shimon b'ovel, and the halacha is like Reb Shimon, the lenient opinion regarding avelus, the Omar Shmuel, this is again Shmuel that we've seen a number of times in the Masechta already, halacha k'divrei ha'meikel b'ovel, when it comes to Hilchas avelus, the halacha is like the more lenient opinion. Continues the Gemara. And this is now going to be a long brisa differentiating between somebody who's mourning over the other relatives, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife, or somebody who's sitting shiva, who's mourning for a parent, a father, or a mother. And there's going to be a number of differences, a long brisa, and intermittently the Gemara is going to interject with some amiraim who are going to come to town on one or two of the details and work on it. Al kol hameisim kulon. And if a person is sitting shiva for all the other five mesim, those five relatives, then matchem mitosoi, if somebody hurries to do the burial, hareizem meshubach, is something which is very, it's preferable, it's praiseworthy. Al aviv al ima, however, somebody who's going to bury a father or a mother, hareizem meguna, it's not good that he's rushing, because you're supposed to take your time, and in order to be able to eulogize, and not just be in such a quick rush to do the burial. Hoyo Erev Shabbos, however, if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and he's afraid that if he delays, then the burial will be postponed for that length of time till after Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's certainly not good. Hareza Meshubach, then even if it's a parent, it's praiseworthy. She'einu Eisa Elo L'chvoid Ovi V'imoi, because it's the honor of his parents which is making him rush. Another halacha, Al Kol HaMeisim Kulam, for the other deceased, that means the other five relatives, when they pass away, If he chooses, he can limit or lessen his business activity. And if he wants, then he doesn't need to cut down on the business activity. And Tosfos and Daf Chav Zayin is going to discuss, but an oval is not allowed to do any work. What's going on? What does it mean, Rotzo Einei Memayit? The Rishonim are going to discuss it. Al Oviv Alimoy, however, when somebody's mourning for a father or a mother, Memayit, then in that case, he must minimize the activities he's doing in his business. Another halacha, al kol ha-meisim kulam, on all the other five relatives, when they pass away, rotza chaylitz, if he wants to, he can bear, he can reveal his shoulder, rotza ina chaylitz, and if he chooses, he can choose to keep his shoulders covered. Al aviv al imay, however, when tearing one's clothes, doing kriya, renting one's clothes for a father or mother, chaylitz, then he's required to reveal and to bear his shoulders. Umaisa begodol hadoir echod. There was an incident with a godol hadoir. Shemesa aviv, that the father of the godol hadoir passed away. Ubikesh lachlitz, and he wanted to reveal his shoulder. Ubikesh godol hadoir achir, and a different godol hadoir who was present at the time wanted to, sheimoy, that was with him, lachlitz wanted to do the same, maybe in sympathy, in order just to be with him in his pain of that godol hadoir. V'nimna v'loy cholatz. Which, and so in order not to get confused, we have Godel Hadoyer and we have Godel Hadoyer Imoy. We had the Godel Hadoyer who was in mourning for his father, and Godel Hadoyer Imoy, which is the Godel Hadoyer that was with him, who wanted to also reveal his shoulders, of Nimna and the original Godel Hadoyer, in order not to put the Godel Hadoyer Imoy through the pain or the anguish of having to reveal his shoulders, so the Godel Hadoyer himself refrained v'loy cholatz and did not reveal his shoulder. And now the Gemara is going to interject here. Omer Abaya. We have to now determine who was the godol hadoyer who was in mourning, who wanted to do the cholatz, and who was the godol hadoyer imoy that was the cause that the godol hadoyer didn't do the cholatz. So Omer Abaya, godol hadoyer, who's the godol hadoyer? That was Rebbe. Godol hadoyer she'imoy, who was the other one? That was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, which means that Rebbe was mourning for his father, and Yaakov Bar Acha was going to reveal his shoulder with Rebbe, so to speak, to feel with Rebbe, and that stopped Rebbe from doing this. V'ikadomra, others say no. Godel Hadoyer, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. The Godel Hadoyer that was actually mourning was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Godel Hadoyer She'imoy, the other Godel that was with him, was Rebbe. Now, who was Rebbe? Rebbe was the son of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which means that if it was Rebbe who was the Godel Hadoyer, then who passed away? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's father. If, however, the Godel Hadoyer was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rebbe was just the other Godel, then it was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha's father, Acha, who passed away. So, and what's the difference if it was Acha that passed away or Rebbe's father, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Let's see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishlei melemando omar godol hadoyer she'imoy. If the other godel was Rebbe, which means who was the actual person in mourning, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, haynu denimna v'loy cholatz. We can understand Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha refrained from doing the cholatz in order to stop Rebbe having to do it with him. Elo lemando omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. But if you're going to say that the godol hadoyer imoy was, that means the other godol hadoyer was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, so who was the godol hadoyer that was in mourning? Was Rebbe. And Rebbe then refrained from doing cholatz in order to prevent Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha having to do it with him. Amai nimna, why did Rebbe refrain from doing the cholatz? V'loy cholatz, why didn't he do it? Because who passed away? His father, Rebbe's father, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, nosi hava. Was he not the nosi of the whole generation? V'kule alma mechayev lemichlatz. And since Rebbe's father passed away, so Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, who would have revealed his shoulders, was required to do it anyway, just by virtue of the fact that it was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that passed away. So why did Rebbe not do it? Says the Gemara Kashya, indeed, that's a question. On that opinion, it's a question. Let's continue the Braisa. Al kol ha-meisim, for all the other relatives that pass away, al kol ha-meisim kulam mistaper, he can have a haircut la'achar lamad yoim, after the shloshim. Al aviv al ima, if it's one of his parents that pass away, then ad sheyigaru bo chaverav, until his friends shout at him, they reproach him, and they say, your hair is too long, only at that point is he allowed to cut his hair. Another halacha, al kol ha-meisim kulam, for all the others deceased, nichnas lebeis hamishteh, he's allowed to go into a home of celebration, la'achar lamed yom, but only after the shloshim. Al aviv al imoy, however, for a parent, la'achar yud beis chodesh, you're only allowed to go into beis ha'simcha, in a place of celebration, only after 12 months. And now the Gemara is again interjecting, Omer Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana says, this that it says that for all the other relatives, not including a parent, he's allowed to go into a Beis HaSimcha after the Shloshim. Rabbi Bar Chana says, Ula Simchas Mereus. That's only true with a type of Simcha, a type of celebration which is called a friendship celebration, a type of celebration that friends would make together. And there we say that after the Shloshim, for providing that he's not mourning for a parent, if it's another relative, then after the shloshim you can go in. But a real simcha, not just a simchas mereus, a real simcha like nisuin, like a chasna, there, even if you're mourning other relatives, you're not allowed to go in there even after the shloshim. And the Gemara asks a question on that. Meisui, ula simcha, ula mereus. Did we not learn in a brisa that also for Simcha, which is a home of celebration, Ula Mereus and the celebration of friendship, in both of them, La'achar Lamed Yom. Only after. Meisvei asks the Gemara, did we not see in a Braisa, Ula Simcha, Ula Mereus, also for going into a regular Beis HaSimcha, a celebration, and for the Simchas Mereus, which is just the celebration of friendships, in both of them, Lamed Yom, it's only Osa for the first 30 days, and after the Shloshim, providing it's not for parents, then after the Shloshim, one is allowed to go in. So you see that even for regular Simcha, Simchas Nisuin, after the Shloshim, one's allowed to go in. Not like Rabbi Bar Chana said. Answers the Gemara Kashya, indeed it's a question. Amemer had a bit of a different version. Omer Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana said as follows: Ula Simchas Mereus Mutar Likonis Le'Altar. This that we said that you're only allowed to, again, not for parents, but if somebody's in mourning for a different relative. This that we said before, that after 30 days, after the Shloshim, you're allowed to go into a Beis HaSimcha. Said Rabbi Bar Chana, that's only a regular simcha like a chasna. But simchas mereus, but a lower level simcha called simchas mereus, which is just the celebration of friendship, mutar likonis le'altar, you can go in even before the end of the Shloshim. Ask the Gemara, Vatani, did we not learn in a braisa, le simcha Shloshim, le mereus Shloshim, that also for simcha, also for mereus, only after the Shloshim you're allowed to go in? Says the Gemara Leikasha, this is not a contradiction. Because these friends, this Sudas Mereim, because we have a contradiction, are you allowed to go into a Sudas Mereim, a Simchas Mereim, before the end of Shloshim? We saw here, according to Rabbi Bar Chana says, it was Mutta, the Braisa that's quoted, it's Asa. Says the Gemara, no, because this Simchas Mereim, this Sudas Mereim, how did it work? One person initiated a meal and invited everybody. And the way the custom then was, that after that, all the other people would take turns to repay that meal and make a meal to reciprocate. So the Gemara says, Lo Ikashya, Ha Ba'arisusa, Ha Ba'Puranusa. This day it says that within the Shloshim, then a person shouldn't go to such a meal. That's only if it's the initial banquet, the initial meal. You didn't have to make that banquet now. Don't do it in Shloshim. Ha Ba'Puranusa, but when it's just reciprocating a Suda, which is something you have to do, not something you're choosing to do, it's just that's the way things work. You have to make such a meal. Therefore, you're allowed to do that even within the Shloshim. If he's not in mourning for his parents. Continues the Braisa, Al Kol HaMeisim, for all the other types of deceased, excluding parents, Al Kol HaMeisim Kulon Kirea Tefach. When he rents his garment, he doesn't need to tear more than a Tefach. Al Oviv Al Imoy, but if he's mourning for a father or mother, Archi Egale Es Liboy, then if a Tefach was not enough to expose his heart, he has to tear his garment until his heart is exposed. Interjects the Gemara with an Amira Omer Bavo, my Kra, what would be the source that the minimum size of Kriya is a Tefach? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vaychazik David Bivgodov, David took hold of his garment, Vayikraim, and he tore it, Vagam Kola Anoshe Mashi'itoi. So you see there that tearing one's clothes is something which you do by taking hold of the clothes. To get hold of it, to grab hold of it, you need at least a tefach, And this would be a source alluding to this halacha that kriya is a tefach. Continues the Braisa, al kol ha-meisim kulon afilu lavush asoro chalukim. When somebody is mourning for any other relative, then even if he's wearing 10 shirts, he's only allowed to tear the outermost one. You're not allowed to tear clothes just for no reason. It's baltashchis, but the outermost clothes is the one, the outermost shirt is the one you tear. Al-aviv al-imoy, but if he's mourning for a parent, kireya is kulon, he's got to tear all of them. V'apikrususoy, but the kerchief, which is draped over his shoulders, there, eino ma'akeves, there it's not necessary to tear that kerchief, which is over his shoulders. It's not one of the clothes that he's wearing. And says the Braisa, echod o'ish ve'echod isha. There's no difference between a man and a woman regarding kriya. It doesn't matter if the person in mourning is a male or female. Reb Shimon ben Elazar seems to argue with that and says there is a difference. Because a man tears his clothes, and if it's for a parent, he has to reveal his heart. He says no. Ho'isha, if it's a woman, and it's inappropriate for a woman's her chest, her heart, to be revealed. So what does she do? Kira says atachtoin. She's wearing two layers of garments. She first, underneath the outer garment, she tears and rents the inner garment. And then, umachzirosu le'achireya, and then she turns around the inner garment, so the tear is now at the back, and the part at the front of her is whole, is not torn. The chizeres v'kiras is elyon, and now she can tear the outer garment, and it will not reveal her heart, because it will not reveal her body at all, because of the lower garment, which is the part that was not torn, is now at the front. Another halacha, al kol ha-meisim kulam, for all the other deceased, rotzo mavdil kamei sofa sheloi rotzo eini mavdil. Typically, a garment would have a neck slit, which is just an opening for the neck. Is a person allowed to just continue that opening and tear it a little bit lower down, another tefach, and say, that is my kriya? Or does he have to tear a new tear beyond the neck slit? So for all the other meisim, rotzo mavdil kamei sofa, if he wants to do the kriya and separate the garment, which means tear the garment beyond the neck slit, that's fine. Rotzo eini mavdil, if he wants, he doesn't have to, he can just continue the neck slit. However, al-aviv al-imoy, for a parent, mavdil, he has to do a separate cut, a separate tear, because it's got to be very evident by everyone that there's two openings here. There's the slit for the neck, and besides that, a separate cut, a separate tear for the parents. Reb Yehuda says, kol kriya she'einu mavdil. He says, any tearing where you're not making a new slit, you're just continuing. That means, einu mavdil, you don't make a new separation, kamei safa sheloi, beyond the next slit, einu elo kera shel tiflus. It's just a useless tear, because if you just continue the next slit, another tefach, you can't tell that it's kriya in mourning at all. It just looks like the next slit is a little bit further down, and therefore it's useless. And now the Gemara interjects, omer bi'avo, my Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda. What would be the source of Rabbi Yehuda that any kriya must be a new independent tear? Tachsiv, it says in that in a pasuk, ve'elisha roye v'hu metzayik ovi ovi rechev Yisrael ufaroshov v'loi ra'ohu oid v'yichazeik bivgodov. He took hold of his garments, v'yikroim, he tore them, lishnayim kroim, two tears. What does that mean? The Gemara is asking, Mimashma Shenema, from the fact that he says Vayikroim, that he tore it, Ein Yodea, do I not know Shem Lishnaim, that there's two? You tear something, you've got one half on one side and one half on the other side. Elo says the Gemara, Shenirin Kruim Kishnaim. It's got to be evident and clear that there are two tears here. There's the opening for the neck slit, and besides for that, an independent cut and tear for the kriya in mourning. Says the Braisa, another aloch al kol ha-meisim kulam, for all the other deceased, excluding parents, then what's he do? He's got a garment that's been torn. He rent his garment as to conform with halachas of Shiva, of Kriya. Then Shoilil la'achar Shiva. At the end of the Shiva, he's allowed to make a temporary repair to the tear. Uma'acha, and he can properly sew it. La'achar Shleishim, after the Shleishim, you can sew it up and business as usual. However, al-ovival imoy, when he rents a garment in mourning for a parent, shoyle le'achar lamed, till the end of shloshim he's not allowed to do any repair. After the shloshim he's allowed to do a temporary type of repair. Ve'enei ma'achel le'oilom, but he's never allowed to permanently and properly sew it back together. Another halacha, or continuation, however, v'ho'isha, a woman who is mourning, shoylaltoi le'alta, immediately after she tears it, and some say it's immediately after the burial, she's allowed to immediately do this type of a temporary repair because it's inappropriate for a woman to be with rent garments. Mipnei kvoida, it's not in her honor. Ki also Rovin, now there's another few alochas in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ki also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who was in Eretz Yisrael, Al kol ha-meisim rotzo kerea b'yad, rotzo kerea b'kli. If somebody is in mourning for other relatives, he can either tear and rent his garment with his hands or with an instrument. Al-aviv al-imay, however, for a parent, biyad, he has to rent his garment with his bare hands, not with an instrument. V'om Rabchir bar Abba Om Rabbi Yechanon, another distinction in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, al-kol ha-meisim kulam, for all the other deceased, all the other relatives, when they pass away, mibifnim, then he's allowed to tear his clothes, that means his real garment, out of sight of the public, whether it's out of sight that they can't see because of where he's doing it or how he's doing it underneath the cloak. Either way, it's allowed to be mibifnim, out of sight of the public, the actual act of tearing. However, al-oviv al-imoy, when he's renting a garment in mourning for a parent, korea mibachutz, it should be, he should do the tearing, the renting, in front of everybody. It should be revealed. Omer of Chizdor, Chizdor said, v'chein l'nosi. When one has to, as we saw before, when a nosi passes away, then there are many halachas that are similar to when a parent passes away. And says Rav Chisda, v'chein l'nosi, when renting one's garment, when the nosi passes away, it's got to be revealed and exposed. The act of tearing. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, did we not learn in a Braisa, lo'i hushvu la'oviv u'le'imoy, when did we compare the Av Beis Din, his Rebbe, and a nosi? When do we compare the restrictions of the halachas of mourning to those of a parent, l'ovul imoy, elol ichui bilvad, that's only regarding re-sewing the garment at a later stage, that we say that in the same way as for parents, one's not allowed to properly re-sew the tear, so too for Nav Beis Din, for Rabboi, and for the nosi. So, my love, afilo l'nosi. Can we not assume that even the nosi that's mentioned in that brisa is also included in this disclaimer or in this limitation that he's only compared to parents only regarding ichui, but not regarding the requirement that the tearing should be done in a public fashion? Says the Gemara Loi, lebar minosi, that regarding the nosi, we don't say that it's only compared to parents for the ichui regarding re-sewing and not regarding the publicity of the act of tearing. That's for all those mentioned, Rabboi and the Av Beis Din, but regarding the Nosi, that wasn't said, because regarding the Nosi, he's similar to parents, even regarding this halacha, that he's got to do the tearing in public sight. So continues the Gemara, Nasi or Shachiv, the Nosi passed away. Omer of Chizda, Rav Chonon Barov, Rav Chizda then said, Kfei asito, turn over a mortar, v'kum alo, and stand on top of it, v'ach v'kriya le'alma, and show that you're doing kriya in front of everybody. As we said, that v'chein le'nosi, one does the kriya in public view. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.